Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is really bizarre. At least seven women enjoying a warm afternoon in a crowded area of Central Park were attacked by gangs of young men who ripped off their clothing and in some cases robbed them. This was in Central Park, New York, and this was in broad daylight. Two men were arrested in Sunday afternoon's attacks, some which were videotaped and other suspects are being sought. I saw this videotape. These women are going through crowds of guys and they're surrounding them and like pulling their pants off and stuff. And then taking their purses. Do you guys hear about this? A teenage British tourist said about 15 men surrounded her, ripped off her clothes, and fondled her before stealing $200. Two of her friends were also accosted. They were trying to pull my top up, and at the same time, guys were trying to pull my shorts down, the 18-year-old tourist told a television station on Monday. I was touched everywhere, and it was really humiliating. There must have been 14 guys touching me just trying to take my clothes off. David Rowe of Hempstead and Tremaine Bain of Brooklyn were charged with robbery and sexual abuse. This was a fondling. I don't see any reports of rape. All the attacks took place shortly after 6 p.m. along Central Park South. This is in New York. This is during tourist season. There are a lot of tourists there, as there are in a lot of cities in the United States. With us from her travel agency in Costa Mesa is Colleen Kristen Brewster. And Colleen, you are a travel agent. You're 27 years of age. You're sort of right there in the right down the alley of the people we want to talk to. Now, you do a lot of traveling.
I do a lot of traveling, and I really enjoy it a lot. I think it's a lot of fun. I think that New York is a lot of fun. I think that there's a little bit of overreacting going on, Phil.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you about. What overreacting are you talking about?
Well, I think that if you've ever been to New York, you really got to understand that New York men are the epitome of American men. And they're really, really different from a lot of men all around the world. American men are very, very aggressive. And they're really, really friendly, but I think you need to understand where they're coming from. You know...
Well, wait a second. Excuse me. American men are really, really...
But these are New York men, Phil.
So somehow they're different.
I'm sorry?
So somehow New York men are...
Absolutely. New York men are really different because they're very aggressive. They live in an environment that I think encourages that because New Yorkers are very honest. And when you're really, really honest, I think you don't put too many inhibitions on your behavior. And I think that's what makes them interesting.
All right, well, let's talk about these women because they were, some of them were extremely shocked and frightened by what happened to them.
Phil, you really have to be prepared when you come to New York. I think a lot of these women that are, you know, in New York, on vacation, they don't get what's going on with New York men.
And well, when you go to New York with your business, don't you?
Yes, I do. I go to New York at least four times a year. I think it's a great city. They're really friendly. I think you need to expect certain things.
Do you go to Central Park?
Yes, I do.
What do you do there?
Oh, I do a lot of jogging. I do an awful lot of jogging. I do an awful lot of visiting and walking.
And do men put their hands on you when you're in New York?
Oh, I think it's something you expect. I really do. And you got to just make sure that you...
You expect guys... To fondle you?
Philip, you know something? There was a time, I think, in our country when we called it being felt up or copping a feel. And now we call it molesting. Now we call it fondling. And we forget what it is to be women. And we forget what it was that we sort of expected when we were out with guys. So that's really what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. What do you mean being felt up? These guys are in the park in New York. It's broad daylight. Women are going through there, and they're having their clothes ripped off.
But that's the aggressive New York man that I'm talking about. So I don't know what it is that you don't understand.
Well, I you know, look, I've been to New York, and I know that they're a breed apart. Everybody talks about New Yorkers as a little bit more honesty, a little bit more open. What has that got to do with grabbing a woman and taking her clothes off in Central Park? As seven women complain...
Were they New Yorkers? Were the women that got so-called molested, I call it just copping a feel. The guys that copped a feel, were they New Yorkers?
The women...
Were they New Yorkers? Or were they just...
Well, you don't have to yell at me, okay?
Or were they from somewhere... Were they from out of the country?
They were basically from out of the country.
That's what I'm talking about. These are women that come from another country, don't get New York men and the open and honest manner in which they want to cop a feel you up, and get a little ass, whatever you want to call it. There's no... Not at all, Phil. I've been to New York. I go there four times a year.
All right. We're talking here with... There's something about... What are you, copping a feel? And
that's what we used to call it. And now it's all fondling and everything.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster is talking to us. She's a travel agent, 27. She goes to New York four times a year. She's commenting on the reports of women being accosted and molested and physically... molested in Central Park, New York, this past weekend as they were either running or jogging.
Phil, I really don't think you've been properly welcomed to America in a lot of ways if you haven't been in Central Park and had someone try to feel your rear end up. And I think that is...
In New York City.
Right, and I think it reflects a lack of understanding on your part of the New York man. Because they are very different, they're very interesting, and they're very exciting.
Okay, very interesting and very exciting.
You said yourself, there was no report of rape, isn't that right?
No women were raped, thank God, because there was somebody standing there with a video camera, and...
There wasn't any report of rape, because there wasn't going to be a rape. And that's really what it's all about. Going to New York, getting felt up, feeling like you're a part of something.
All right. There's one other thing I wanted to mention to you. In the news stories that I was reading, these women who were there, and they had their things taken from them. Their things were stolen. There was robbery here, Colleen.
Phil, that's not robbery when guys are getting exuberant and you lose your purse. Guys are getting exuberant and you lose a few dollars. That's not robbery, and I think you need to... I really think you need to just differentiate between that and what robbery is before you start making these assumptions and casting aspersions on New York men who are terribly exciting, terribly open and honest, and are just looking to be men, as opposed to maybe California men or other men. I don't know.
All right, so now we're going to be indicted as California men because we don't grab women's rear ends as they're running through parks.
Phil, I go jogging and blading through a lot of parks. I go to Balboa Park in the Valley. I go a lot of places. I think it says something about a man that he's willing to welcome a woman to a park by grabbing a handful of her ass cheek and squeezing. And I don't...
Well, I you know what? You got a lot of women in New York who are complaining about it, okay? 1-800-449-8686. La Mesa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. I think that the caller just before there is just out of her mind.
I'm out of my mind because I believe in women going...
Because anybody in their right mind would not think that it's okay.
Oh, it's not okay. I'll tell you what. Have you been to New York? Are you just going to be in La Mesa for the rest of your life?
I grew up in New Jersey.
Then you know the New York men...
And it doesn't matter what a man is.
The New York men are really aggressive. They're really, really aggressive.
My husband would kill me if he knew I was
talking to you. And they're really, really a lot of fun, okay? So go back to New York and understand the kind of men that you're dealing with.
She hung up? She hung up?
Of course she hung up. Because she doesn't understand what it is to be a woman groped, felt up, and fondled by a New York man.
Yeah, that must be a real treat.
Oh, Phil, you're not a woman. You don't understand.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. We have Colleen Kristen Brewster on, travel agent from Costa Mesa, about the sexually aggressive and friendly men in New York who, over this past weekend, seven women were crowded and attacked by these guys, had their clothing ripped off. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I got Colleen Kristen Brewster on the line. She's a travel agent. Colleen, you know, you don't think women should be raped, do you?
Absolutely not, Phil. I certainly don't believe in that. But I do think that you really haven't been properly welcome to America until you've been felt up in Central Park. Now, that's the truth. And
that's something I don't get, okay? As a man...
You come from California, and that's a different thing.
Here's Oceanside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I am appalled by Colleen. I go to Central Park to...
Why do you go to Central Park?
Have a nice walk through the park. I go to New York City to see a Broadway show. I don't go to New York City to be accosted in Central Park.
We need to allow men to be gentlemen by letting them cop a feel once in a while.
No.
Stop pressing charges.
You get welcome to America in New York City by going to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that is so over.
Not by getting felt up by...
That is so over. You let them stop pressing charges whenever a man grabs your ass. Let men be men. Okay?
All right, ma'am, your car phone is breaking up a little bit. I'm going to put you on hold here for just a second. Santee on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Santee, yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I think the comments that she's making, there's a huge difference between copying a feel and trying to rip off 14 men trying to rip off a woman's clothing and fondling her. There's a huge difference. Now, copying a feel is when you're out on a date with your first-time boyfriend and he sticks his hand up your shirt or something. That's copying a feel.
Do you remember that? Because all I'm saying is that was exciting.
No, that's different. If you're on a date with... Okay, there's 14 men you do not know. You're in Central Park taking a walk.
But
and
that's
you,
the key.
You want to be by yourself.
It's New York. That's the thing you need to understand.
Okay, I know New York.
You do.
I know New York.
Okay. Well,
my father and me were born and raised in Queens, New York, in the middle of it all.
All right.
And that does not happen.
Then you've been to Central Park on a Sunday when guys are going to be guys.
No, see, that's not right. Because if you're giving guys permission, 14 men to come up to you and funnel you to high heaven, take your money, then you might as well give them permission to rape you.
See, these women were stripped. They were...
Phil, the money thing you guys keep referring to... If a bunch of guys are grabbing a little cheek, you're going to lose your money. I don't think these women were ripped off.
They shouldn't be grabbing your little cheek. That had nothing to do with it. Okay, one guy walks up and grabs your ass. Okay.
Are you sure you're from New York?
Yes, I know I'm from New York.
I really don't get you. I don't get you at all.
I do not get you. If you are any kind of a decent woman, maybe you're a slut, because only a slut like to be grabbed by 14 men.
Oh, my God.
Only would.
Oh, my God.
Only a slut would want to be grabbed by 14 men. I'm telling you, I'm a decent woman, and if 14 men came up and accosted me, I would scream murder.
That's the New York way.
That's bull crap. It is not the New York way.
It is.
Okay, so basically you're saying New York is separate from the rest of the United States?
I'm saying
New York is a different country?
New York is very, very typically American. Those women probably got so hot that they forgot where they put their purses. I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
They forgot where they put their purses because they got so excited by 58 guys groping them.
Exactly.
Sure. I'm going to believe that.
Oh, listen to you. You think you know where it is.
Yeah.
You
ever been to New York? What? What?
I'm sure their $200 right now is just lost somewhere in Central Park because they forgot where it was.
You haven't been to New York in a long time.
It doesn't matter if I haven't been there in a long time.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is El Cajon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Jeez.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I want to talk to that piece of slime you got on the radio.
Oh, I'm a piece of slime.
Oh, yes, you're a piece of slime.
Costa Mesa.
Oh, well, you're not going to talk over me, and I'm not going to hang up.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We'll have a conversation then. We won't scream at each other.
Okay.
You're telling me you don't want to get felt up. Are you another one?
I'm sorry?
Are you another lady that's going to claim she doesn't want to have New York men feel her up?
Well, no, I want to talk to you about what you're talking about, copping a feel.
Right.
All right, well, what you're talking about, copping a feel, is not copping a feel. And believe me, I'm old enough to know what it is.
What is it?
Copping a feel is touching your rear end or touching your breast. It is not holding you down and tearing your clothes off.
Is it touching your own breast or a guy doing it?
No, it's a guy.
Okay, that's
copping
what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it is not ripping your clothes off. And I am terribly upset that you're defending these scum in New York. And I don't care if it's New York, San Diego, Wichita, or where. These guys are scum, and they molested these girls.
Are you honestly telling me that you never
I
let a man feel you up?
I am honestly telling you that, yes.
You've never been felt up.
Pardon?
You never let a man feel you up.
Oh,
why
yes.
are
like
you?
Like I said, I'm 62 years old.
In a park?
I come from the time when copping a feel and being felt up was the thing. So you're not going to tell me
in New York
that what these guys say, it doesn't make any difference. Don't talk to me about New York.
If you were felt up in New York, you should know.
I don't care where it is. These guys are scum, and they should be prosecuted.
They're
you
healthy
cannot
young
do that
men.
To a woman. I don't care if it's in the United States, across the ocean, or on the moon.
But wait a second. After World War II ended and everybody
I
was
don't
in
care
square,
about World War II.
There were guys
I'm talking about what you were talking about, copping a feel and getting a piece of ass. That is
wait
not what these guys did.
But wait a second.
Okay?
You said something ridiculous. You said they're copping feels on the moon. That's absurd.
Oh, well, come
that's
on.
Absurd.
Give me a break. Well, that's just like
give
you talking over all these women and let them say what they want to say. Like I said, you're not going to talk over me, and I'm not going
to
hang up.
I'm not trying to talk
because you are a piece of slime. If you think that it's okay for a guy to hold you down, rip your clothes off, steal your cell phone, steal your money, that is not copping a feel.
And I agree.
It is not right.
I agree with this lady.
But, Mr. Henry, she said something stupid. She said that women were being felt up on the moon.
Oh, well, come on.
You did.
Get
she
a
was,
life.
The woman
that
was making
a saying.
She was a figment. It was a fragment of speech to make a point. Okay.
Oh, listen, you're stumbling around. You don't even know what you're talking about. She said she got felt up on the moon, and you're.
Oh, I did not say I got felt up on the moon. It was like you putting it in New York, and you harping on New York men being so open and so flagrant, and this is the way they are. I'm telling you, it makes no difference where this man is, what property he is on. If he is doing something like that, he is not copping a feel. He is not getting a piece of ass. He is a slime bag who is molesting a woman, and it is not to be held up, and it is not to be permitted.
Well, I believe that you suffer from old-timer's disease.
All right, shut up. Everything this lady said makes sense. Everything you said, ma'am, makes perfect sense and is in complete agreement with most of our callers. A woman gives her consent to any advance by a man, or it becomes a molestation, or it becomes...
Oh, listen to you. Get you.
He is perfectly right.
Oh.
You listen to him.
I'm
if
simply...
If you do not okay it, it is molestation, and I don't care where you are.
So you're giving the big thumbs up to some guy copping a feel on the moon, but you don't let him...
Get off the moon. You are from the moon.
You were on the moon.
You are a travel agent. God forbid anybody that goes any place that you suggest to them when they go for safety, and you think this is okay?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to recommend... I suppose you're sending people down to Haiti this time of year, man. I'm sure...
Phil, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a wonderful travel agency. And
is that the name of your travel agency?
Yes.
Well, thank you for naming the travel
agency. Yeah, so we'll stay away from it.
Now everybody knows that any place they go on this travel agency, they're not going to be safe.
Because
you think that holding a woman down and ripping her clothes off is copping a feel and it's perfectly okay. It is not okay.
We try to put a smile on the face of all our clients.
Well, I bet you do. I bet you put a smile on the face of every man client.
Yes, I do. What's wrong with that?
I don't want to go
don't
where...
Don't go there.
Yeah, I don't even think I know where she's going to go. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That's your travel agency.
Yes.
Thank you for repeating it again.
We are on the go.
You are getting some advertisement.
Well, we are on the go. I bet you're not on the go. Are you on the go?
Excuse me? I got out of my car to make this phone call.
All right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. On the line with us, Colleen Kristen Brewster of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency in Costa Mesa. She's joined us to talk about this attack on women in New York, which I know you don't call it an attack, Colleen, of women in New York Central Park. Seven women over the last couple of days accosted by men, had their clothes stripped off, had their purses grabbed, and money stolen. And you think that this is just a friendly New York way of greeting women, and more women ought to be felt up. And
all I'm trying to say to you and to your listeners is, I mean, you know, everyone complains that there are no gentlemen left. That's because women wind up suing them. So my style of woman, because they won't let a man cop a feel. There's so many women out there who are single, and there are so many women out there who are single mothers. And the reason for that is they won't let a guy cop a feel or go near them.
And that's why they're all alone.
Yes. That's why they're all alone, Phil, because they won't let men cop the feel.
So that's what they were doing in New York Central Park, folks. They were just copping a feel. And if more women would allow them...
And your sarcasm, Phil, just indicates you've never been to New York City.
I have been to New York City. I hate to break the news. I've been to New York City. Montebello on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd just like to say that, you know, it is very wrong and downgrading for guys to sit there and rape a woman like that. Those women were not doing anything to anyone, and they were just walking in the park. So it is not polite to just rock and pull down someone's clothes. It is very pathetic, and it's sick, and it's sadness that this lady is sitting on the radio talking about that this is all nice and everything.
Well, you know what? I went out with a guy for 3 years, and the first thing he did, even before we exchanged hellos, he walked up to me. He gave me a little wink, and he pulled my pants down. What's wrong with that?
Well, then that's you. Maybe those other women didn't want that to happen to them.
Do you... You're a sister, right? I mean, I don't mean to be mean or nothing. Are you a sister?
No, maybe.
Well...
What does that have to do with it?
Well, what I'm saying is you've got such a beautiful shape on a lot of different sisters. Why not have a man come up and just give your rear end a little pat?
No, I wouldn't want that.
Drag your panties down to your knees?
You crazy, and that's sick,
no,
okay?
No, I'm not crazy.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Isn't that a nice way, Phil, for a man to meet a woman?
No.
Oh, God, you're really playing to your audience, aren't you?
No, I'm not playing to my... I'm saying that is the most idiotic
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is. It's very idiotic.
You know, it's
yes.
going to wind up... And if she's got a brother or a husband walking, waiting there, you're liable to get shot, too. And
well, you don't do it to women who are wearing wedding rings, okay?
Well, let's say she's
How
there...
How do you know I don't wear a wedding ring? How do you know I do?
Well, but you're not married, right?
Who said I was?
But you don't pull down the pants of a woman who's wearing a wedding ring.
Well,
if you're sitting there saying that you can pull down a woman's pants that are single, what difference does it make if the New Yorkers can pull down any woman's pants?
Because New York men like you maybe
don't know. That's not all men in New York.
I know, but I have a travel agency called On the Go with Colleen.
Well, that's your travel agency. Who cares? I'm not asking you about what job that you have.
No, but I go to New York a lot.
Well, that's nice. I am also.
You go to New York?
Yes.
When did you go there?
I just recently came back.
Where were you?
Huh?
Whereabouts in New York City were
Manhattan.
You? Well, I
don't know what
Central
type
Park.
Of guys in New York that you date. Maybe you date the scum of the earth, but
no. No.
Me, I do not date people that just walk up and try to fill on me.
Here's what I'm saying, ladies. I'm saying if a man wants to meet a woman...
No. You be quiet for a minute.
I'm the host of the show. I'm just trying to make a statement here. If a man wants to meet a woman...
get you telling the host to be quiet.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to say something to
you. I think women are afraid to have their pants pulled down.
I think the sorriest thing that ever has been born on this earth, and I believe the reason why you like that stuff being...
Pants pulled down, so you don't know. And I think women are afraid to have their pants pulled down because it might smell a little. And that's probably her problem.
Boy, that's just fantastic. That is...
Well, you know.
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I was out walking and I heard heard the show, so I had to call in. I've never done this, but I was forced.
You were forced.
Well, because I just can't believe what this lady is saying.
I go to New York 4 times a year with my travel agency.
I know you keep saying that. Wait a minute. First of all, don't yell.
I'm not
and
yelling.
Second of all, where were you born? Where were Colleen?
I was born in California.
California. What part of California?
Uh-huh. San Diego.
Okay, that's a lovely city.
Thank you.
Now, I was born in New York. I have family in New York. I'm not through talking. They go from Murray Hill all the way out to the Hamptons. I have been in New York. Pardon?
Whatever. I mean,
it's not whatever. You're asking everybody that you've talked to, you've made
if they've
one
ever
statement.
Been to New York. Yeah, have they been
and
to New York?
And you say to them, have you been to New York? Well, let me tell you, Colleen, I have been to New York many more times than you will do if you go 4 times a year for the rest of your life. All right, that's number one.
So you
number
got
two,
up in New
number
York.
Two, wait a minute. Number two, when I lived in New York full-time as an adult, I would say from like, I'm 42 now, from 20 to about 33, and then I was living in California. When I lived there, I used to spend almost every...
Oh, God, we got the right story here. Come on.
Well,
up,
because I'm
you?
Trying to... I want you to listen because you've been talking all this time and
yeah.
you need to get your facts straight.
That's right.
Every Sunday, I used to go to Central Park. And we used to play... Are you familiar with rugby?
What?
Are you familiar with rugby?
No.
The sport... Okay, well, it's very big in New York.
What is it?
It's a sport. It's like football. It is football. That's what they call it in England.
Well, I know what football is.
Okay, well, anyway, well, you can learn that later. The point is that
what?
I used
it's
to
like
go...
football. I watch it every weekend on DirecTV.
Okay, with guys that played rugby every... And they were pretty rough and tough and all.
And they
never had
up.
An issue with anybody pulling people's clothes off. And what you're talking about with these women is... an attack. These women were attacked in Central Park.
By New
it's
York
very
men.
Very simple.
And the New York man is aggressive, and he's very hot, and he's ready to go.
Why do you say, when you go there, you go 4 times a year for how long?
Oh, probably a weekend.
Oh. So what you're telling me is, out of 365 days in the year,
yeah.
you go 8 days a year,
have you been
and you
felt
are the resident expert on men in New York?
Have you been felt up in Central Park?
No, I haven't.
Then you don't
I've
know what you're
that.
Talking about. Then you
I've
don't
missed
know,
that.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And so when you so tell so you tell us when you were felt up in Central Park.
Many times.
Oh, really?
Then it feels good.
It does.
I was running through Central Park. I was wearing Lycra shorts. Mm-hmm. A guy came by, yanked my pants down. I went, aren't you sweet?
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let's go back to that. You were running in Central Park, correct?
Uh-huh.
You had Lycra pants on.
You got it.
A guy did what? He
pulled my pants down.
And what did you say that again?
I said, aren't you sweet?
No, before that you said, who was it that pulled your pants down?
Who
pulled your pants down?
I don't know what his name was.
But it was a single male?
Some guy.
A guy. Not 14. One man.
I bought him lunch.
One man, excuse me.
I had Italian sausage.
One man.
I think he was Italian anyway.
I don't care what he was.
All right.
The point
is... All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. It's been very nice.
Thank God you hung up on her. That was the longest, most self...
And I've been having you on the line for the last 3 days, too. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Boy, you're rude.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd like to comment to the woman that's on the line.
Yes, hi, I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Yes, I'm calling from Texas, and I'm a 52-year-old
aren't
female.
Aren't you sweet?
And what I want to say to you is that any time a woman's body is touched without her consent, you are in violation of that woman's body.
How do you know they didn't give their consent, though?
I beg your pardon?
How do you know they didn't give their... And you can call me Cece.
Well, if they gave consent, why did they have to hold the party down? Why does it have to be held down?
They held the party down? What,
yes.
They were making too much noise.
Yes. What was happening in
the
that
party
park,
being a person, not a party of people.
Oh.
Yes. But, you know, let me tell you.
Where
you
know, are you
for
from?
The sake, I'm from Texas, but for the sake of argument,
what's
because I don't want to argue with you.
What's the park in San Antonio where women go to get felt up?
Oh,
beg your pardon? For the sake of argument, because I don't want to argue with you, because apparently you're not of the rational thinking mind.
No, but I'm but just saying there's a lot of gentlemen out there.
Well, let's just go with the theory. Let's just go
crack.
With your theory of copping a steal.
Cop
okay?
up that, yeah.
Can we go with that theory?
Let's go with that.
Copping a steal. So, in other words, you're saying that to cop a steal, it's okay for every father to go into their daughter's room tonight and cop a steal?
Is that what you get out of that?
No, I'm saying that's copping a seal. If copping a seal is okay,
wow, you're
why
sick.
Is it? Why is it? I can't do
you
that.
You are sick.
No, no.
You
this
need
is
a
what
doctor.
You're saying.
You need
you're
a
saying
doctor.
It's okay to cop a seal.
Did you hear what she said? She's going to go into her daughter's room.
She didn't
are you
say that.
That.
She didn't
very,
say that.
You're very ignorant
you're
because
really
you can't
sick.
Hold a conversation.
I'm holding a conversation. What?
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
About
if
what?
If your theory of copping a seal
yeah.
is okay, as you put it,
right.
then why is it fathers can't go into their daughter's room and cop a seal?
What do you
why
mean?
Can't a mother go to her son and offer herself to her son to cop a seal?
How do you mean?
Why is it a man won't offer his wife to his best friend just to cop a seal, as you put it?
Say what?
You heard exactly what I said.
No,
why
I, didn't.
Is it,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is it that a man will not offer his wife to his best friend just to cop a seal?
You go, girlfriend.
That's ridiculous.
What?
That's absolutely ridiculous.
She's not
anytime,
listening to you.
What?
Anytime a body is touched, a woman's body is touched without her consent,
who?
That is a violation of her body, and that is wrong.
Who?
Any woman.
Like who?
Any woman.
Just give me a name.
Are you a woman?
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Are you a woman?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, the
company... I bet your hand is on your hip right now, and you're shaking your finger.
No, in fact, my hand is not on my hip, because I don't, like I said, I don't care to argue with you, because you're
right.
ignorant.
Very good
Goodbye.
Points that you're making, ma'am.
But mm-hmm. what?
I beg your pardon?
Who?
I beg your pardon? Did you have something you wanted to say?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said that you're very ignorant to think something like that, to even make a comment such as that. And to it's amazing. You're going to speak about my hand being on my hip.
And
I would love to even see what you could possibly look like. You probably welcome any type of advancement or any type of attention you must get.
Oh,
you must really be hard. You must be hard up if you allow a toe stranger to walk up to you and touch your body.
You think
any
I'm
man that touches any man that touches my body briefly in passing, copping a seal, or anything that is not permitted by me is wrong.
You think I'm hard on the eyes?
You must be.
You I must bet you be hard. Got your, I bet you got that neck wiggling and the finger jiggling and that hip hand
no.
on the hip.
In fact, I don't even speak like that. I don't have to wiggle anything. All
well,
I have to do is speak.
I don't know.
That might be your forte.
Ladies,
that's probably why you get the attention that you get.
Ladies, I have to go now, okay?
No, wait just Goodbye. A second, Mr. Hendry. No, don't you go anywhere. Where are you going? Are you there?
Did you have something to say?
Yeah, all I want to do, can I get a whoop whoop?
Okay. That's it.
Come on.
Good night, Mr. Hendry.
Can I get a whoop whoop? Come on.
Good night. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show now leaves the air. Don't forget, we're at the Beach Fest on Saturday at the Long Beach thing. The Long Beach thing. Long Beach Marina Green, the Beach Fest. This Saturday. I don't know when it starts. They haven't told me yet.
Phil Hendry.
This is some really, really, really pompous big hair music that Mike Schaefer requested.
Every time I leave, you say you won't.
Oh, God.
And you're always there. Every time I cry your name at night, you pull close and say it's all right. Look in your eyes, just like the rain. Washing me red, wash over me.
I can't play that crap, Mike. You know, I mean, can't do it, brother. Generally, you got some nice stuff that you pick out of the bin there, but that's that was a joke. I know that you were perpetrating on me and my listeners. So, we're going to do something else. What? Were you serious with that? Huh?
That's a good track.
Oh, it's a good track. That's a good track. Did you listen to those Let's try it again.
Phil Hendry.
I've been trying to get to you.
This is greaser music. This is good.
Time.
K-Earth 101.
But it seems like I made a mistake. But I was wrong. Ooh, took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best.
Bill Henry.
I thought that I could find a clear road ahead, but I found stoplights instead. But I was wrong. Baby, it took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That is best.
Now here is one for the graduating class of Holy Angels.
Thank you.